Okay, thanks, John. I'd like to talk about our work on harmonizing a legend for a multi-state dominant soil parent material map. But before I talk about the legend, I need to give you some background as to why we're doing this. This is part of the Integrating Spatial Educational Experiences project, where the idea is that we're teaching with maps. We're integrating these very detailed maps of soil properties in our teaching programs with the goal that students learn how and why soils and landscapes vary at different scales and why it matters. We have these maps on mobile devices. You can download an app in the App Store for the iPad right now, and apps for iPhone and Android devices are coming soon. In the classroom, we connect the students connect what they see on the maps on the iPads with the concepts discussed in the lecture. When we go out to the field, they know what they're seeing on the maps, and they connect the maps with the landscapes. And of course, they still look out the bus just as much as they did before, but they know what they're seeing. And before you think this is just a learning tool for students, we're all lifelong learners, so we can all learn about soils and landscapes using these digital maps. One of our major ones is the dominant soil parent material map, which we define as the one parent material that has either the greatest impact on other soil properties or is an indicator of other important soil properties. It's usually the deepest parent material in the soil, but not necessarily. And we make these maps using the Sergo database and the official series descriptions, and we do this on a state-by-state basis, and each of the state collaborators makes these maps, and hence the large group of co-authors. So we've done this for Indiana, Wisconsin, West Virginia, Ohio, Illinois, Maryland, Texas, and even a portion of Arizona for the desert pedology tour. The problem, however, is that our legends vary from state to state, and so we're proposing a more harmonized legend that for things that are the same. And now I expect you to read all of this, but if you come to the poster, you can look at this in more detail. This is where we are right now, and I'm looking for comments on this so that we can firm up a number of these. Just a few comments and issues. Alluvium and volcanics are not extensively tested, but during the desert pedology tour, I learned a lot about these parent materials. We're still going back and forth a bit on word choice on sediments, deposits, or materials. I need to have Marty determine whether we need fluvio-deltaic in our coastal sediment names. I'd like to get rid of mining regolith if we could. And it'd be nice to combine residuum and colluvium, but I think Jim Thompson convinced me that I can't do that. So it'll stay there. So that's the feedback I need. So we appreciate. Thanks for the. That's great. This is what we need. So come to the poster. Give us your additional feedback, and thank you for your attention.